Kick-Ass Dice, sharing tips to help empower you to take control of your career. Hello, and welcome back to Kick-Ass Vets podcast. This is Anne, and today we're talking about episode 21, Morbidity and Mortality Rounds, How to Grow from Mistakes. So Albert Einstein says, the only mistakes in life are lessons that are not learned. And this is especially true in medicine. In medicine, we are all going to make mistakes. You know, it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter how hard you try. The fact is, at some point in your career, you're going to make a mistake, whether it's a catastrophic mistake that results in the loss of a life or whether it's a simple mistake that has no clinical consequences. You will at some point make a mistake, and statistically, at some point, you're going to make a doozy. And what we want to talk about today is how to talk about those mistakes in a constructive way and how to address those mistakes within your team. Addressing mistakes is really, really important. There's this sense of shame and embarrassment when we make mistakes, and our reaction is to kind of hide in a ball and not talk about it. Not talking about it is the worst thing you can do. It's the worst thing you can do for your own mental health. It's the worst thing you can do for that patient because then nobody's learning from it. And it's the worst thing you can do for your team and your colleagues because then you're not letting them know, hey, I made a mistake, let's talk about it, so that they can talk about their mistakes. If you can talk about your mistakes and have your team collectively learn from those mistakes, then much less mistakes are going to happen. And also the systems and the processes that led to those mistakes can be corrected instead of just ignored. So the same mistake happens over and over again. So today we're talking about mistakes and how to address them within our colleagues and our clinical teams. And the main part of that is having morbidity and mortality rounds, or M&M rounds, if you like to abbreviate them. I think every single clinic should be having M&M rounds, whether it's within their own clinic or ideally if there's, you know, a group of clinics where you all get along, you know, six or so, and every month you get together and one clinic presents a case. It's really helpful in terms of helping everyone grow and learn from each other, increasing that interclinic communication so that everybody is cooperating and growing together, and also building those relationships that are really important. And the biggest thing about M&M rounds is that it needs to be constructive. So constructive criticism, and we'll talk about how we can make that happen. So M&M rounds are safe and non-judgmental. It's a place where the mistake can be discussed so that systems and processes can be identified and solutions can be found, but nobody's being blamed, no one's being centered out. And part of the way we do that is by the terminology. You know, you pretend like the case is one that you're in school and you're studying it as a case study. You don't use pronouns, you don't use people's names. It's just a cold medical case that you are addressing from an outside, you know, like you're looking at it from the outside in. And nobody's, like I said, nobody's being blamed. No one's saying, oh, well, then this person did this. That's not the point of M&M rounds. The point of M&M rounds is so that collectively we can all learn from those mistakes. The other thing to really pay attention to when you're talking about M&M rounds is that it's viewed with the benefit of hindsight. Hindsight is a magical thing. So many things can become clear of what you should have done with the benefit of hindsight. So it's really important to acknowledge that at the beginning so that people don't feel bad that they, you know, essentially miss something the first time. And also, you really want to state what the purpose is of those rounds. So if you're running these M&M rounds at the beginning of each session, you want to say something like, you know, this is a critical dissection of the case with the benefit of hindsight and the purpose of learning and growing and improving together as a team. So you really want to make sure that everyone understands those components. So you've decided, yes, we're going to have an M&M round. That sounds like a great idea. How do you do it? What are the steps for having M&M rounds? Firstly, you need to pick a case. You want the cases that you pick for dissection to be ones that had adverse outcomes or near misses. You want them to be ones that have that would have been preventable and ones that have lessons to be learned. So if you're the manager or the owner of a clinic and you're running these M&M rounds, you want to make sure that all of the cases that are picked fit those criteria. As a manager, you can pick a case yourself, but ideally what you would do is have staff nominate cases because then they themselves are bringing it forward to say, you know what, let's address this case. Then you need to pick a presenter. Ideally, the person that nominated the case would present, but that's, you know, not always the case. Sometimes that person's not around. Maybe it was a locum that did it and they're no longer there, or a past employee that's no longer there. Also, as a manager, you want to make sure that everyone gets a chance. You want to make sure that everybody's participating. So you should, if you need to assign someone to present the case, then you can. The next step is that the presenter preps for the rounds. So basically what they want to do is they want to take every single bit of information about that case and make a chronological, detailed summary of the case. So including all diagnostics and when they happened, interventions of when they happened, every bit of, you know, information about vitals, blood pressure, heart rate, mentation, all of those things, and include client communications in that as well, because that tends to be a big component of our veterinary cases, is where the client communication came in. So you want a very detailed, thorough, step-by-step description of exactly what happened with the case. Then they're going to make a list of all of the areas where the case went really well. They're going to make a list of areas where the case could have gone better. And then they're going to make a list of any cognitive errors. And by that, I mean errors in thinking. So errors where we, you know, followed the wrong path of a diagnostic, where we, you know, gave a medication, we should have given a different medication, or we didn't give a medication when we should have given it. So cognitive errors are errors where we, in our thinking process, have made a mistake. See future blogs and information on medical biases that are talking about cognitive errors, or systemic errors. So you also want a list of systemic errors, and that's errors with how the clinic is run. So that would be, you know, things about staffing, how frequently the animal was checked on, if the animal was left alone overnight, you know, things about record keeping or communications. Those would be systemic errors within the clinic and areas where those contributed to the case and where they could be improved. The person should create a handout that includes the case review, their findings and suggestions, and that review should be distributed to everyone involved, you know, about a week before your meeting, so that everyone has time to go through the case and come up with suggestions of their own. Then you want to have the meeting. It's really important when you have your meeting to have it timed and outlined so it doesn't become this 5-hour ordeal where everybody's just kind of blaming and spiraling. You really want to keep it on track. It's not grand rounds. It's just a quick review and a way for us to go through a case and say, this is how we can do better next time. And that's great. So, you know, quick 2-minute introduction by the person that's running it, just reminding everyone why we're there, the purpose, the fact that we have the benefit of hindsight. Then you want about 10 minutes, a review of the case by the presenter, and then 5 minutes where they talk about what could have gone well, what went well and what could have gone better. 5 minutes that talks about the cognitive and systemic errors, according to what the presenter found. Then you're going to have about 15 minutes of open discussion about the case where everyone on the team can contribute. And at the end, you want to have a 5-minute summary and the goal is to create 2 to 3 concrete and specific solutions. So you don't want, oh, we need more training, or, oh, we're going to try better next time. You want specific things like, you know, drug concentrations will always be checked and labeled on the drug, or anytime a animal is in such level of care, they're not left overnight by themselves, whether or not the owner isn't given the option of it staying overnight. Those types of things, very specific, concrete plans that can be put into place so that everyone feels and agrees that we can help prevent that mistake from happening in the future. The last thing you want to do is one person at the meeting is in charge of taking notes and then creating minutes and summarizing those points and sending it out to everyone after so everyone can see. A couple little comments if you're just starting up M&M rounds. Say you've listened to this podcast and you said, you know what, M&M rounds, that's a really good idea. I'm going to start that in my clinic. you don't want to start this with a case that, you know, maybe one of your associates, if you're the owner of a clinic, one of your associates spectacularly messed up a case. You don't want to start M&M rounds with that. You don't want it to feel like a punishment. Try to start with a case of your own or with a near miss so that people don't have those emotions, so that the creation of the M&M rounds isn't thought to be a punishment. So it's best if you can start with a case of your own where you screwed up, and then everyone can go through it to see how it goes. Also, when you're first starting up, after, send around an anonymous evaluation where everyone can say how they felt about it and where things can improve versus not. So within your team, you can see how that goes. And as I mentioned before, partnering with a few other clinics in your area, or if you're, you know, a big company like, you know, NDC or VCA or whatever, have the clinics clump like 5 to 10 clinics together that will meet for M&M rounds, because then you're going to get the benefit of all of the clinics learning from each other, and different dynamics of different clinics are going to help the other clinics learn from one another, which is really helpful. So that's all we have to chat about in terms of morbidity and mortality rounds. It's incredibly helpful in terms of helping the individual that made the mistake move on, helping the team as a unit move on, and most importantly, learning from that mistake so that it doesn't happen again is really, really vital to everyone involved, including the owner that lost that pet, in making that pet useful to those in the future and for the mental health of everyone involved. If you feel like M&M rounds can benefit your practice, but you don't really know how to get it started, or maybe you're a vet that has made a mistake and you're just not sure what to do about it and need a little bit of help, please contact us or check out our consulting at www.kickassvets.com. We can help you out. And thank you so much for tuning in. And as always, remember, advocate for yourself, because you are the only one that will. Thanks, and we'll see you next time.